This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2179. Two ways to emphasize in English for more interesting conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you want to disagree or correct someone, you need a special combination of grammar and pronunciation to really be heard. Listen in today to find out what to say.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Anytime I get to record on the microphone, I am feeling good. Aubrey, I heard that you don't like mac and cheese. Could that possibly be true?
No, I do like mac and cheese, but I don't like a Kraft out of the box mac and cheese. No hate, but it's got to be pretty gourmet, like a homemade mac and cheese with truffle oil or bacon or goodies in there.
Whoa.
Then I'm in.
Fancy. Okay. Elevated diner food is what you require. I see.
Exactly.
I kind of like the old trashy Kraft. No hate to Kraft, right? But yeah, it is the standard American fare from the 80s. Kraft.
You know what
mac
I think ruined it for me? My mom would chop up hot dogs and put hot dogs in the mac and cheese, which was fine. As a kid now, that's just the thought of it. Like, no, I can't do it.
Well, when I think about what I ate in the 80s in general, I almost feel nauseous. But that's another story for another day. So you do like mac and cheese. It's just that you need fancy mac and cheese.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a little
good
particular.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is great. What are we getting into today, Aubrey?
We got this great question from a listener. Their name on Spotify is Milady, which I loved. That reminds me of like old fashioned movies where someone would say, yes, Milady.
Yeah.
So cute.
I love that.
Yeah. And she was asking, when can you use do with other verbs to emphasize in a sentence? And this is so native and natural. I love this question. I answered this way, right? I say, no, I do like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And the intonation changes. We really hit it hard. We do this for two different contexts in English. So we're going to share both today.
Oh, this is fantastic today. Really important connection episode where pronunciation absolutely matters. So yeah. So guys, don't forget to hit follow on this show right here if you love our angle on English, which is you can still connect. We're going to show you how to say things correctly. Yes, but our philosophy is connection, not perfection. So even if everything else drops out, if you make a grammar mistake, you don't have the vocabulary, you can still connect and we show you how to do it on this show. All right.
Exactly. I love it. So hit follow if you love that, because we have 4 episodes every day, very soon to be 5. You don't want to miss any of them.
Yes. Good stuff. All right. So let's just get right into it. And what do we need to know when it comes to what we did at the top of the episode? You made it very clear. what was true and what wasn't true, Aubrey.
Exactly, right? So there are two ways we do this. The first is to emphasize a correction or to disagree and to do it in a fun way. It wouldn't have been that fun if I just said, no, I like mac and cheese, right? So instead we use do this way. If someone assumes you don't like lasagna, you say, no, I do like lasagna. We're being a little more emphatic about how much we like it. I wouldn't do this if I just kind of liked mac and cheese. I'd be like, that's all right.
Yeah. And I agree with you that it is much more interesting to say, no, I do like mac and cheese. I do like lasagna versus, no, I like lasagna. It's just kind of boring to say it the second way.
It lends toward a monotone, right? Yes. And you're not adding any kind of emphasis. You're not really sharing how much you like it, if there's any kind of level, whether you really do or not. So if you really do, you vehemently disagree, this is a great way to do that.
And it's also fun because you had a chance there at the top of the show to really show your personality, show what kind of food you like, what your taste is. And then we could get into another conversation about elevated diner food. We could go anywhere from there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You're really opening this way to connect. Like, I want you to know about me. I want to share about myself. Let's get deeper. I love that.
Exactly. So what else do we need to know then, grammar-wise?
Well, keep in mind, it's not just do, right? Of course, does, depending on the subject. If someone says, your friend doesn't have a dog and they do, how might you respond?
No, she does have a dog. It's a labradoodle, right?
Exactly. So instead of just saying, oh yeah, no, she has a dog, this is just more fun, more emphasis, right? Passionate about it. It just adds that interesting intonation and engagement to the conversation.
Yeah. I really hope our listeners can implement this immediately. If you implement anything from this week's episodes, this is the one to implement because it will up-level your English and connection quickly. What about past tense, Aubrey?
Yeah. So of course, in past tense as well. What if I think you didn't go to a party, Lindsay, and I say, you didn't go last night, did you?
Yes, I did go, right? Yeah. But I arrived late and other details, right? Yeah.
Right. And you could say, oh yeah, I went. But to add did, just like adding do and does in present tense, makes it more, there's more emphasis, there's more interest. Yeah, no, I did go.
I love that. I love it. And I have a feeling, I mean, you're the IELTS expert, Aubrey, but I have a feeling this would also increase your IELTS score if you could somehow work this in, right?
Absolutely. Maybe. Yes, because it's increasing your pronunciation score anytime you vary your intonation like this.
Yes.
Now, this brings up an interesting point because you absolutely could say this and not change your intonation if you just say, she does have a dog, or no, I do like lasagna. That's very strange. When we say this, we really hit that do. We hit the did. We change our intonation.
Yes. And I've heard students make that mistake before, not changing the intonation, or maybe adding the do when we're not serving this purpose of this episode, which is emphasizing and contradicting. I've heard it happen in other contexts, which maybe we'll talk about another day as a more glaring mistake. But yeah, on IELTS, and by the way, you and Jessica are over there on our IELTS Energy podcast, getting our listeners ready for the IELTS exam twice a week. Yeah? Good stuff.
Yeah. So if you're studying for IELTS, make sure you're following the IELTS Energy podcast. But even if you're not, we teach amazing vocabulary, idioms, tips over there. So even if you're not going to take IELTS, you should follow that podcast. It's so fun.
Yeah, good. Go check it out and hit follow. Just type in IELTS Energy. You will see the yellow, like all our shows, and hit follow. Okay. Number two, what is the second way that we use this do, this strong do?
Yeah, the second way is to emphasize a contrast. So the way that works is if we share something we don't do, and then we're contrasting that with something we do, right? So I might say, I don't watch a ton of TV, but I do love Happy Endings. This is this show that I watched 20 years ago, and I just started watching it again with my daughter. It's so funny and clever and witty. I love it.
Oh, fun.
But yeah, you see how you're sharing this contrast. Like, I don't do this often, but I do, and you share what you do.
Yes, and also great for IELTS here. And also, there's a lot of ways you could fill in the sentence, right? I could say, I don't watch a ton of TV, but I do love cooking shows. Or I could use another medium. I could say, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do love podcasts, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Or what you else? Might say, like, you may be talking about your personality. You might say, I'm not a total slob, but I do tend to throw my clothes on a chair instead of putting them away sometimes, right? So there's so many ways to do this. It's just you're sort of following that formula of contrasting two things about someone or about yourself.
This is definitely a fluency marker. This brings you up a level for sure, Aubrey. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, what else? What else here?
Yeah, so again, just like with do, this works with any subject, right? With this same sort of pattern here, you might say, he's not easily upset, but he does lose his temper every now and then. So I'm contrasting, saying like, this doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes. And we're still going to emphasize either do or does in the sentence.
And what about negatives? What do we need to know about negatives?
Yeah, so this only works with negatives. This is a chunk that you're learning. Sort of the structure is you're first sharing something that's not accurate. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily first, it could come after, but you have to share something that's not accurate and then contrast it with something that is. So you couldn't say like, he's often upset, but he does hold his temper, right? It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We have to contrast it by having something in the negative.
Interesting. Good to know. So there's a real formula that we need to pay attention here, right? Mm-hmm. And what about the order? Another example of flipping the order.
Yeah. So we can flip that order. Of course, we can share the negative at the end, right? You could say, I do like cats, but my daughter's allergic, so we don't have one. So that negative is at the end.
Okay. So you can decide where to put that in that case. Very interesting. And we're going to go into do we have time for a quick grammar note, an additional grammar note for our listeners right now?
I think so. So this is brief, but the grammar is a little tricky here. This only works with verbs that take do or does. So if you're going to ask a question, if you would use do or does, then this works, right? Do you like lasagna? Do you want to have a cat? All of these, it would work. It, you know, for make, stop, have. Do you want to stop eating after midnight? Yes, I do. Yes. But for be verbs, it wouldn't work, right? If someone says, you're not upset, are you? You cannot use do or does. You could instead say, no, I am upset. And there we would just emphasize the be verb.
And that, like we said, that could be the follow-up to this episode, right? It's essentially
We could probably do a whole extra episode about how we use this with be verbs.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially the exact same thing. It's just, it's asserting something, contradicting, contrasting, disagreeing with pronunciation. So we'll come back to that, guys, another day. Hit follow right here. Do we have a role play that should we go into it now, Aubrey?
Let's do it. And you and I are discussing our hobbies. I'll start us out.
All right, here we go.
Lindsay, you don't go to the movies often, do you?
Oh, I do go to the movies, just not very often. What about you? Would you rather watch a movie at the theater or at home?
I don't go to the theater often and usually just watch movies at home, but I do love going to the movies every now and then.
Nice. Yeah.
So we had bullies, right? The first, that first one we learned at the top where you're sort of assuming, or I'm assuming you don't go to the movies and you're correcting me, right? You're disagreeing, but in a very playful, fun way to say, no, I do go to the movies, and you have to emphasize do.
Yeah. And this is very high level because we're talking about degrees. I do sometimes go to the movies, just not very often. It's just very high level to I don't know. We're kind of coming between the details here, which is great. We're getting more specific about ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is so native and natural. I honestly don't hear students, IELTS students, do that very often. So I really feel like this is going to up-level your language to master this. And it's pretty simple once you sort of have the structure here.
Yes, I love it. Where else did we use this? Let's see.
Said I used this second one where I'm sharing a negative and contrasting it, right? I don't go to the theater often, but I do love going every now and then. So we're saying the same thing here in those two different ways.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So you've seen a lot of different ways, guys, that we can do this. But the important thing is make it clear, because if you just say, if you don't use this do structure that we're teaching you, it can people might misunderstand you or they might not hear you well because you have no chance for exciting pronunciation, don't you think?
Yes. And it also really builds the connection because think about the other ways to answer this. If I say, Lindsay, you don't go to the movies, do you? And if you say, yeah, I do. Or like, yeah, I go to the movies. I don't know. There are ways to create awkwardness here accidentally because you are disagreeing and you are contrasting. But this way to do that, be like, no, I do go to the movies. You have this friendly intonation that really works.
Kind of reminds me of the episode we did on business English about why you shouldn't say what for, or just kind of teenagery speak. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, Aubrey. I do go to the movies a lot. Okay. No.
Can you do that for me? What for?
Right. These are all under the same theme of sounding a little younger than we want to seem. And we are professionals, guys. We want to up-level our game and be seen as mature adults in the same way, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't want to accidentally show that immaturity just by using the wrong intonation, the wrong vocabulary. So I'm so excited you guys have this episode now, these tips to help you do this to create stronger connections.
Yeah, it's all about connection here. This is fantastic. Aubrey, thanks for being on the show. And guys, hit follow right here on All Ears English. All right.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.